Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're finishing up our conversation about whether or not the Democratic Party has lost the working class voter, especially the white working class voter. My argument is that this election cycle, one, was not a landslide, that we have an extremely divided country. Yes, Democrats have failed in messaging to refocus on working people, regardless of race, class, gender, sexual identity, et cetera, et cetera. It seems to me to be an absurdist notion that the people at which our anger should be directed are the people that have never held the real reins of power and economic power in this country, namely women, people of color, immigrants, the LGBTQIA community. Those people aren't the ones screwing the white working person out of their economic health, out of their family's economic future. It's obviously the billionaire class and the 100 millionaire class and the wealthiest corporations, the biggest ones who make the most money year after year after year. And yet Donald Trump wants to give them trillions in tax cuts again. This will make things worse, not better. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. An interesting text from the 414 on the WAUK text line. Maybe start using the term progressives instead of Democrats, Maggie. You're the ones that are destroying the party. I'm not sure who the U is there. Here's what I think. The labels have not been helpful. Now, I'm talking about this in terms of parties today because that was effectively the headline from the New York Times. And so I think we can engage with that. But I think Donald Trump has so blown any concept of conservatism or republicanism completely out of the water that the party labels don't really fit anymore. And who likes the two-party system? How's that been working for all of us? It's pretty crappy. Was anybody really happy with our choices? Come on, even conservatives didn't like having to vote for Donald Trump, many of them. Let's take a moment. I want to get in some of your texts. Michaela from West Bend says this: I don't think the Democratic policies have lost the working class. I think the working class has less time and desire to actually look at which party is actually going to help them out because they're too busy working. Michaela, I couldn't agree with you more. That is one of the great pay attention over here to the shiny keys things that the Republicans have done. People are working so much, they really don't have the time or appetite to consume information and get underneath these headlines. So everything's been reduced to sound bites. And let's be honest, everybody, Republicans are better at sound bites. Ann from Chippewa Falls says this: the billionaire class has outsmarted the Trump voters who think that Donald Trump cares about them. It's the biggest lie of the century, and they've gotten away with it. Trump fans blame the Democrats who actually have their back. I'm going to have to sit back now and watch how Trump screws up their lives. A texter from WMDX in the 608: facts apparently don't matter. People seem to be more receptive to hate and division. I believe this emanates from Putin's playbook. We haven't really talked about the role of misinformation. There's no question that there's a lot of that going on. And I think that that's a real problem. And it's a real problem. I don't care from which foreign adversary the misinformation and bots and trolling is benefiting. We need to be demanding of our national security apparatus that they do something about that. And I don't know about you, but I don't think Tulsi Gabbard, who rolls out Putin talking points like it's her job, is really the right person to head up and lead all 18 of our national security agencies. Just don't think so. I don't think that's going to help us at all. Kurt from Madison points out that Robert Reich, who was the Secretary of Labor under President Obama or President Clinton, told Bill Clinton that NAFTA was a bad idea. Also, NAFTA, to be clear, was a Republican piece of legislation. The entrance into that free trade arrangement was Republican. Bill Clinton just happened to sign it. That was the Newt Gingrich Congress. I couldn't agree with Robert Reich more. He's an incredibly smart economist. NAFTA was Republican. And then lastly, Andy from Wausau texting in this: Maggie, tell me how the Biden administration helped you. Okay, let me start. First of all, the American Recovery Plan Act has helped rebuild critical Milwaukee infrastructure, including some of the road projects that are reducing reckless driving and helping to save lives in the city of Milwaukee. Secondly, again, the American Rescue Plan Act also provided direct funding to all local governments to help shore up local governmental budgets when sales tax receipts, income tax receipts were all down. This allowed county government to continue to provide the essential services that benefited the most vulnerable citizens in Milwaukee County. Third, the Biden administration took COVID seriously, deployed free vaccines as quickly as possible, helped provide accurate public education, helped ensure that outreach into underserved communities was a number one priority. The Biden administration saved lives, and I bet the lives of people around me that I deeply care about. Co-workers, family, and friends. I could go on, but you get the drift. We're up on time for this hour. I got to take a break, a breath, then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Justice Michael Gableman. He has been charged by the Office of Lawyer Regulation right here in the state of Wisconsin for the lies and the breaches of attorney ethics that he committed while he was engaging in the Robin Voss pseudo-investigation, blowing through $1 million-plus of taxpayer dollars after the 2020 election. You're not going to want to miss this discussion. It's up next after news, weather, and sports right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.